Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that means, what does the Bible really teach? How are we to understand the Word of God? And especially in the days that we are living. Everyone's all excited right now. Osama bin Laden is dead. He's dead. There are people who don't think he's dead. Well, we'll find out. Time will tell. But it always brings up the question, how could one man for nearly 20 years be so evil toward so many people? How does that work out? Why is it in the first place? How is it if there's a God who is a God of love, how does he, a lot of people say, allow these things to happen? But does he just allow it? Is God somewhere up there in heaven, way off in the third heaven? No one can get to him. No one can reach him. No one can understand him. And so the earth is just kind of going here without any supervision from God. And people live here, die here, wars come and go, good comes and goes. And like Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes, generation comes and goes, and vanity of vanity, all is vanity. And why is it that with the best intentions of human beings, it never works out right? Well, let's see what God has set before us. Let's understand there is a God who created the heavens and created the earth, created man, created woman, all of the animals, all the plants, created the oceans, created the atmosphere. And here, he's not going to run off someplace and hide unless our actions chase him away. Because the Bible shows that God is a God who is near. He's not far off someplace. And that's why we have church at home, so we can understand his word. Now, we're going to cover some things today concerning why is there terrorism and how does that come about? And what does God have to do with it or not to do with it? And yet so many people suffer. Well, first of all, let's understand that there are the wicked and the righteous. And the way the Bible describes those are those who keep the laws and commandments of God, love God, serve God. They are the righteous. Now, there are varying degrees of righteousness from there all the way down to extremely wicked and evil, and those who are dedicated to the god of this world, Satan the devil. And they give themselves over to evil and over to wickedness. And they devise and they plot and they plan and they scheme. Why do we find that? Why is the world this way? Well, it's this way because men have chosen to reject God. Oh, yes, they come before him and praise him and use his name. But the reason that these things are is because people really don't believe him. They profess him, but they don't believe him. So let's ask the question, what is it that God has done for all human beings? Let's come to Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Let's understand what God is telling us here. Now, these words were given to Israel, but it also applies to all nations because God says he judges the nations. And the nation that is righteous, when it is doing evil, then God will judge it and bring evil upon it. And when the evil nation comes to its senses and changes and repents, that is the majority of people within the nation, then God will hold back the hand of correction that he's going to bring. So let's see the foundation of this here in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. Now this applies to my life and your life and every human being on earth, because God is no respecter of person. It applies to every nation, every community, regardless of where they are and what they do. These are universal laws that God has set in motion. And we also understand we need to look at how human nature is. But let's see the choice that God has placed before everyone. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. Behold, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Now, this day means the span of your life. He did give it on a particular day, but time goes on beyond that. And that's why the Word of God is here and preserved for us, so that in our day and in our time, we will know what God wants. We will know what God has commanded. When was the last time you really read your Bible? Now, a lot of people have Bibles in their homes, but they don't pick them up and read them. A lot of people believe in God, but do they really believe enough to obey Him? A lot of people say they profess Jesus as their Savior, but then they proceed to tell God what to do and what they will accept. How does God view that? So let's see the choices that are set before us, and then we'll look at human nature and see how human nature works. Then we'll understand why there is evil. Now, verse 16, he says, "In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, so that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land where you go to possess it." That's what everybody wants, right? They all want the blessings of God. But there's a perversity in human nature which says, God, I got a better idea than yours. Or God, no, you shouldn't do it this way. Here's how we're going to do it. Now, most people don't realize that God counts those kinds of things as sin and wickedness. You either believe God and follow His way. Now, if you have varying degrees of it, you're still cut off from God. Everyone wants to have the blessings, but in order to receive them, you have to love God. Everyone wants things to go well, but when they don't, they still want the blessings of God. Now, we've seen that with the terrorism we've been fighting here for the past 20 years in the person of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and all of the radical Muslim jihadists. What does God think of that? Why does that happen? If God is totally in charge, which He is, and if God knows everything that goes on the earth, which He does, why do we have terror? You ever thought of that? And a lot of people say, well, after all, we're good people. Are we really? What is good? What is evil? Do you have God's standard? Or do you have your own standard? And since God is perfect and His laws and commandments are perfect, and Jesus said we are to become perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect, everything that God does and says is true. So then why? How does God enforce it? He sets before us good and evil. He'll bless us for the good, curses for the evil. So how does that work? And why do we have terrorism? And now with the death of Osama bin Laden and some apparent changes in the Muslim world, will everything be better? Will we now be able to solve all of our problems? Or are our problems reflective of our behavior? Let's read on. It gives a warning. Verse 17, but if your heart turn away so that you will not hear but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. See, there's only one God, and that is a God family consisting of God the Father and Jesus Christ, as revealed in the New Testament. And the word for God in Hebrew is Elohim, meaning more than one. And everywhere through the Bible, it reveals that there are two. Now, the relationship between those two and the Holy Spirit is another whole subject, which we will cover at a later time. He says here, I denounce to you that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. I'm going to read something here you need to listen to. Do you believe God? Do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you believe that the one who was the Lord God of the Old Testament was the one who became Jesus Christ of the New Testament? I want you to think about these words here because these are very important. And you need to understand it. You see, the key to understanding the Bible is this. You apply the words to yourself because they came from God. And then you make the choice to love God and serve Him and obey Him. Then the blessings can come from God. But if you don't, and you have any mixture thereof, of your thoughts, or the thoughts of men, or the teachings of men, or other gods, which are not really gods. There's only one Creator, not many. There's only one Father, not many. God also says not to make any idols or statues, or worship them, whether it's something in heaven, on the earth, or under the earth. We're not to do that. But look at what people do. See? Take the first four commandments and analyze the way the world and the religions of the world are. It'll be quite an education. Compare it with the Bible. And then you take the last six and you analyze any society, and then you will understand the degree of righteousness or the degree of evil that's in that nation. Now, those nations that call upon God, God has them in a category that if you call upon God, like we have in our Constitution, our national Constitution, and our state constitutions, whenever you bring God into your relationship, He's going to hold you accountable, is He not? Now, notice verse 19, because this becomes very important. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life so that both you and your seed may live. Question. Is the earth still here? Yes, indeed. Are the heavens still here? Yes, indeed. Can you see them? Sure you can. They are a witness against every man, woman, and child in the world that God is in charge, and you cannot defy God, and you cannot go against Him, because there are penalties to be paid, and we will see how God intervenes to do that. Now notice verse 20. That you may love the Lord your God and may obey His voice and may cleave to Him, for He is your life and length of days. You want to live a long life, happy life? Now, if you're a young person, especially if you're a teenager, there's a promise that if you honor your father and mother, your days on the earth will be long. You want to be long-lived? Do you? Well, of course you don't want to die. Well, how about all those who disobey their parents and get blown away in accidents and drugs and gangs and death and stabbings and shootings? Huh? Did they disobey mother and father? Did they die a young death? Or if they didn't die a young death, are they suffering from the effects of drugs? Are they suffering from the effects of abuse? Are they suffering from the effects of illegitimate sex? You see, all of those things are automatically set in motion And so God's judgment comes, just like the law of gravity. Let's read on here. So that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give it to them. Now, we have online, and if you want to download a very interesting book, it is called Judah's Scepter, Joseph's Birthright. And that will tell you where all the modern descendants of the original 12 tribes of Israel are today. And this will tell you that God, in His Word, and you read it about Israel, you read it about Judah, and what you're going to find is that the covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning their descendants is still in effect. Now, we're going to read some of those scriptures that pertain to them. And we're going to understand then, not only are there the laws of God that operate automatically, but then God intervenes to do directly the correction for those who refuse to obey Him. Now, many people don't understand that. And He has various agencies to do it, not agencies of the government, but we will see who they are. And we will understand why there is the wicked. Let's look at human nature, Proverbs 14 and verse 12. Because Adam and Eve chose to decide for themselves good and evil. And when they did, under the inspiration of Satan the devil, because you see, that was their test, almost like we read of back here in Deuteronomy 30. And from that time forward, human nature is a mixture of good and evil, but unless properly trained with the laws of God, human nature will become predominantly evil. And yet, it's quite an amazing thing. Every human being thinks that he's right in his own eyes, regardless of what they're doing. How's that going to fit in with what we're talking about concerning terrorism? It's very important that you understand how human nature is, and that left alone by ourselves telling God, get out of here. I want to run my life. I don't believe in you. I believe that everything came from nothing. I believe in evolution, yet they can't prove it. You've heard a lot of people say, oh, I believe, or my opinion is. Well, let's read it right here, Proverbs 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Is that not true? Yes, it is. That's an accurate description of human nature, isn't it? Come over here to Proverbs 16, and let's see, even though that is true, how do we view the way that we think? Do you consider yourself a good person? Do you consider yourself an evil person? Do you consider yourself just okay the way that you are? Have you ever asked the question, how does God view you? Come over here to Proverbs 16. Now, this applies to the most evil people. All the terrorists think they're right and they're good and they're doing service for God. Isn't that true? Don't those dedicated to evil in stealing and murdering, committing adultery, idolatry, setting up religions, running their governments, don't they all think that they're right? Well, here's Proverbs 16 and verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Clean in your own eyes. What you think you are doing is right. Now, you may have authority of another man. You may have authority of religion. You may have authority of some authority figure that you accept, or you just may do it on your own and make yourself your own authority. Verse 5. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though joined hand in hand, he shall not be unpunished. That always happens. Sooner or later, just like they did with Osama bin Laden, sooner or later they would catch him. And they got him. Now, there are some people who believe that they didn't get him, that all of this is another conspiracy and hoax. Well, if it is, we'll know that pretty soon too, wouldn't we? In verse 25, it repeats Proverbs 14 and verse 12. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Why does it happen that way? Why do we have the old saying concerning Murphy's Law, which is, if anything goes wrong, it will go wrong. Let's come to the book of Jeremiah and let's see a real infamous verse in the Bible which really tells us who we are and what we are, Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. Now you see, the way to begin to understand the way of God and the way of truth is to understand your own nature and to understand that you are a sinner by nature. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, we'll read that a little bit later. But here in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9, here's what it says. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Have you ever thought that that applies to you? Let me ask you, when was the last time you lied to yourself? Today, yesterday, last week? Well, all of that is the operation of human nature. And how does that fit into terrorism? Okay, we'll find out. We'll cover those scriptures. Now, what I want you to understand is this. This whole world is in the grips of Satan the devil. Now, we have a whole series on Satan the devil and sin. Now, you can get the book, Occult Holidays, or God's Holy Days Which, and that is going to expose to you in clear detail that this whole world is in the grips of Satan the devil and lies and deception and rejecting the truth of God. We're going to see that because of that, that's why there's terrorism. We will see how that comes about. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying until next time, so long, everyone.